Government budgets are rarely read page to page by most voters, but in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Mayor Linda Tyer wants this year's spending plan to be an informative guide for taxpayers. The Democrat, beginning the second year of a four-year term, delivered her State of the City address Monday afternoon at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. She spoke to WAMC this morning about using the budget as a messenger to Pittsfield residents.
The budget document will become as much of as it will be a planning document, it will also be a document that will help the members of the City Council and the people of Pittsfield understand in greater detail the work that we're doing every day on their behalf.
I think most people probably won't sit down and go through each line item in the budget. So how do you make sure people know what's going on? How do you communicate that?
So we will strengthen the municipal budget document by including more narrative. So you're right, Brian. Most people will not sit down and go through an Excel spreadsheet with a bunch of line items and numbers. But they might do it if they have a better sense of what's behind each one of those line items. So one component of the budget document will be adding written narrative that describes each department, outlines the organizational structure of the departments, speaks about, in a bit more detail, each line item and the purpose of the expenditure, along with some added information about our community profile, our vision, the mission of each department, so that people can read in words as well as learn in numbers what our budget plan is.
Pittsfield is actually closer to Albany than it is to Boston. Does that leave you at a disadvantage that you're at the other end of the state? Are your needs heard? Are your needs ratified on Beacon Hill?
So you make a great point about our distance from Boston, and I don't accept, though, that that distance would prevent us from having the attention of the various state agencies, and including our governor, and our Berkshire delegation does a great job representing us. Now, unless we're actively engaged and aggressively and assertively raising our banner before the state agencies, it would be easy for us to be forgotten. But I consider it a very important part of my job to make sure that Boston is paying attention to Pittsfield.
You also want to encourage outside partnerships, partnerships outside of the city government to help Pittsfield thrive. Can you give a few examples of how you'd like to do that?
So we have already done that in a number of ways in 2016. Greylock Federal Credit Union is partnering with the city for improvements to the Durant Park, which is an important open space over in the West Side neighborhood. Berkshire Health Systems, one of our largest employers, has been very generous in supporting us with law enforcement technology. So those are two great examples of how the city and private organizations can partner in ways that really build and strengthen our community.
You spent part of your speech defending the Pittsfield schools. You say it's a misconception that the schools are not academically accomplished, but you say that's far from the case. Why?
So I think it was really important to point out that the Pittsfield Public Schools has and offers rigorous academics, lots of a variety of extracurricular activities, and it is a compassionate place for teachers and students. And I think what happens in ranking public schools in the manner that the state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education does it can be deceiving and often unfair to public schools, especially urban districts like Pittsfield. So what happens is the district as a whole can only receive the rank of its lowest performing school. So right now, the city of Pittsfield's district rank is level 3, which is right in the middle. There are 5 levels, 1 being the highest, 5 being the lowest. But when you dig deeper into that information, you discover that 7 of our 12 schools are ranked 1 and 2. So there's a perception that we're an underperforming school, and that's just not the case.
You are including more money for more police officers, an additional $1 million. More officers are coming on the force, more are expected soon. How has that affected the city's crime rate and the quality of living?
So we have just completed the field training for the 10 new officers. We have 8 student officers who are currently in the academy. So we have, got a lot of work to do in terms of getting the department adjusted to these new staffing levels. So the impact on the crime rate has yet to be measured. Now, in addition to the new ranks, we will also be deploying some new technology that I believe will give an edge to our law enforcement agency and to prosecutors as well. So I think that within the next 12 to 18 months, we'll have a bit more history and a better ability to measure the effects of those two investments.
Is there one priority in your 2017 list of budget priorities? Is there one overarching goal?
I think in terms of the budget, the overarching goal is to stabilize the challenging fiscal condition that we have found ourselves in. And there's no single step that we can take that will sort of rectify these challenges quickly and easily. So when we are looking at our municipal budget, we're going to have to look at it from a number of lenses: cost containment, debt management, how do we manage some of our fixed costs. At the same time, we want to make sure that strategic investments are in place so that we can survive this challenge and then thrive even as we move past it. So there's a lot of work to do when it comes to that, to our fiscal challenge, and there is no single solution.
Democrat Linda Tyer is the mayor of Pittsfield, Massachusetts.